Hello.
Hey, Caitlin. Good afternoon.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. I made it to New Jersey.
You?
Yeah.
Nice. How did your appointment go yesterday?
I don't know. The guy walked the house. The realtor said that he may or may not be interested, but he says that it went well. But I don't know because I wasn't there and I haven't actually talked to the guy. But yeah. So that's where we're at right now.
Okay. So, all right. So pretty much you're unsure of with whatever he's.
Yeah, the one person I was talking to who was interested, like, really lowballed me and wasn't taking into consideration the square footage of our house and the fact that it's two lots. So I didn't feel comfortable with her continuing. And that was, yeah, so that's where I'm at. There was someone else who never called me back, so I've just been communicating with you and my realtor at this point. But I haven't signed anything with the realtor.
Right. Well, I mean, I definitely want it, I know I've told you that from the start.
Yeah. I have a question. So, like, how does it work with like inspections or everything for you?
I want it as is, the way it sits. I don't, there are no inspections. There is a walkthrough.
Okay.
Just to, and all I'm looking for is just to make sure that the structure is fine. But
Right.
I'm buying it as is.
Okay. Because I know that the one lady who lowballed me was basically trying to talk me out of talking to anyone else because she was like, people are going to do an inspection and then they're going to come back and then they're going to like pull out of the contract or whatever.
Yeah. So our purchase price is, it would. Like I said, we could do 170. It's a little bit more than what I want to pay, but I like the area and I know the area.
Okay.
So I'm comfortable, if that makes sense.
Right. So, okay. So, if that would be, and that's what I would take home, right?
Correct. So your 170 would pay off your mortgage, and then whatever's left, you would take over.
I thought that the 170 was what I would take over after the mortgage.
So how much do you owe in your mortgage?
107.
Okay. So you would get, that 107 would come out of the purchase price, of the 170.
Yeah, I wasn't wanting 170. I was wanting to take home 170 because the other lady offered me 200, and that was lower than what I wanted. So I'm sorry about the confusion. I thought you were asking like what I want to take home after the mortgage because that's what everyone else was asking for. So yeah.
Hang on real quick. Mean, that changes things. I mean, honestly, and I'm just gonna give it to you straight, like the most I could probably do is, I mean, I could get close to 200.
Okay. I mean, that's something to think about. And I wouldn't have to clean out the house or anything, right?
No, but let's just say I did go to 200, and that is definitely more than I expected, but I do like the area.
Okay.
I have houses nearby. So yeah, I mean, I'm just gonna be blunt. If I just go 200, I mean, is this something that you're ready to move on?
Yeah, I mean, I do want to hear back and see if the other guy is interested and see what I'm working with, but 200 is more ideal. And if you're willing to be flexible with us moving,
Yep.
then definitely that's very appealing to us. So if I can I call you back next week? You keep calling from a different number, so I don't know which number to reach you at. I have you saved in one number, but you think you've called me from another number. Is this the number to get a hold of you?
So all of those numbers, I apologize for doing that.
It's
I have.
okay. I've been trying to answer every phone because I assumed it was you, and I assumed that you also had business numbers, so I get it.
Yeah, I'm gonna text you again. That's my personal line. I just texted you.
Okay, cool.
That's a great line to get me, but you can reach me at any line. So I have like six different phone numbers and three different phones.
Okay. Okay, all right. That sounds good. Yeah, I'll call you if I have more information, but I'll definitely be in touch one way or another because I would like to get this show on the road, but I just don't feel comfortable until I know what the next option is. And I
So,
know you probably understand that.
yeah, absolutely. I mean, I buy like 20 to 30 houses a month, so
Great.
it's not really anything for me, to be honest, but I understand, your situation.
Yeah, 'cause I'm trying to get enough money to put a down payment also to pay off my car. So, I'm just trying to figure out everything, but if 200 is what you can offer, like let me think about it and then I will get back to you. And then hopefully, 'cause it's 21 days to get it approved, and then how long is it for the title search and everything? Like how quick?
I can get this thing closed in 30 days or less.
Okay, all right. Because obviously I have to go to the court, so I didn't know how long,
But
like
also,
2 months out or.
what I wanted to let you know is, your best option, and I'm not trying to make things difficult, but I do this all the time. I just bought a house from a lady and I'm letting her do a rent back for 2 months just to get all her ducks in a row. So I bought it and then now she's renting it back for me for 2 months because same situation is not same situation, but same kind of dealing. She's finding a new place, new every I mean new everything, new anything.
Right.
It makes it kind of difficult to do everything. So I'm willing to do a rent back to you. That's not a problem.
Okay, because I don't necessarily want to do a rip back. I just want to be able to have money and to hire a moving company to move our stuff because I just
Yeah.
can't move everything with children and everything out of state.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, so I mean, I would only need like a couple days after closing because I just want to make sure that I have the money to pay before they pick up.
Yeah.
But yeah, let me think about it and I'll be in touch. If you don't hear from me by the end of this week, I will text you and let you know what's up, whether I've heard one way or another. But I am out of town, so if you can't get a hold of me, it's not that I'm ignoring you. I will let you know one way or another.
Okay. And like I said, I do love the area and we'll take it as is. We won't ask you to do anything. Just quick and easy
Okay.
fix. We're
Okay.
not we don't we're not playing around here. So
Right.
you need the proof
Okay.
of funds or whatever you need to make you feel comfortable. You need to talk to our attorney. We're willing to provide you with whatever comfortability you need.
Okay, awesome. All
All right.
right, thank you, Zach.
All right, you have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.